Durvasa Muni, he did a lot of practice of tapasya as a yogi. And he gained powers beyond the comprehension of the ordinary human being. Yogic siddhis, mystic powers. He could create or destroy planets. That was the powers he had. He didn't have to get on Air India to fly to London. He could just chant a mantra and fly to the moon, to the sun, to Brahmaloka, to Vaikuntha. That's power. He was a yogi, and he was a renunciate. He gained his power through renunciation. These higher subtle powers come through renunciation. He had no wife. He had no children. He renounced everything. He went to visit Ambarish Maharaj in Vrindavan, in the forest of Madhuban. Ambarish Maharaj was a householder. He had a wife. He had a children. He was a king, living in a palace with royal clothes and everything else like that. He didn't have any mystic powers that he ever exhibited. He was fasting for the sake of the purification of his own heart and for the sake of the well-being of his citizens. You know the story. Durvasa Muni wanted some prasad. He said, but I'm going to go bathe in Yamuna. I'll be back. But when he was in Yamuna, he went into samadhi. And it was time for Ambarish to break the fast. So with the permission of the Brahmins, he just took a drop of water. Because water is both breaking fast and not breaking fast. Because Ambarish knew it's not polite to eat before your guest. But Durvasa Muni, his powers, can you imagine? He was in the Yamuna, in samadhi, and taking a drop of water, distance away, actually shook him out of his samadhi. That's power. He was all-knowing. He could read people's minds. He can know past, present, and future. He was angry. What a hypocrite. He's supposed to be a king, leading the generation on the right path of Dharma, and he's not honoring a guest properly? He ran back. You are a hypocrite. You are materialistic. You are ungrateful. And you must die. What was his power? When you don't like somebody, Durvasa Muni took one hair from his head. Durvasa Muni took his hair, threw it on the ground. A massive demon made out of fire came out, who had the power to devour the entire planet. And Durvasa Muni said, kill Ambarish. And that demon lunged at Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was completely renounced. Although he was a king with great wealth, with beautiful family, he understood everything was the property of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita says, whatever you have, and yet karosi rashnasi yajtu hoshitatasya, yet tapasya sikontiya tatkuru shramadarpa. Whatever you have, whatever you do, just do it as an offering to me. He didn't consider anything to be his own. He considered himself just the property of the Lord. And he lived in a spirit of devotion to the Lord. That is renunciation. Prapanchakatiya budya hari sambandhi vastuna mamukshami parityagyo vairagyam palgukakyate. Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, what is real renunciation? It is to utilize everything for the service of the Lord without false ego, without selfishness. And if something that appears to be material, that could be utilized in the service of the Lord, is given up, that is considered incomplete, imperfect renunciation. So here is Durvasa Muni, the greatest of mystic yogis in the renounced order. And here is Ambarish, taking care of wife, children, and living in a palace. Ambarish did not try to defend himself. That fiery demon came. He just folded his palms and said, my dear Lord Krishna, I am yours. That is renunciation. My Lord, I am yours. I am your puppet. I am an instrument of your mercy. Do whatever you want with me. That is real renunciation. And one who renounces in that way, the Lord promises, I will protect. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. Krishna says, you promise, Arjuna, I will always protect such a devotee. The Lord from Vaikuntha sent his Sudarshan Chakra and destroyed that fiery demon within a moment. And that demon was only a second away from Ambarish. But within that split second, the Lord protected him. And because the Lord loves his devotee so much, that Sudarshan Chakra went right toward Durvas Muni. Now here's the difference between Durvas Muni, a great sannyasi, and Ambarish, a great grihastha. The difference is, when the demon fire came toward Ambarish, he just stood there and folded his hands fearlessly. When the chakra came toward Durvas Muni, he ran away. And then when he running wasn't fast enough, he flew away. But you cannot escape the Lord. He flew to Brahmaloka, to Shivaloka, to Vishnuloka. For a whole year he was flying. In fear, he couldn't stop. He couldn't even stop to eat or drink. And ultimately Vishnu told him, "You have offended my devotee. Only my devotee can forgive you." Durvas Muni understood what is real power. Real power is devotion. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayakyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadohaitakam. One who practices sincerely devotional service to Lord Vasudeva, automatically real knowledge and real renunciation take place. Ambarish didn't even separately try to be a renunciate. He simply practiced devotion to the Lord.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.